Bow, young man.
Yes.
Sir Prabhupada, Bhishni made the deities along with me. He is a very excellent sculptor. He is the boy who is responsible for most of the work on the deities. And so I called, you know, so far as making more deities.
Yes, I learned to make deity of cement or plaster. Okay. Your wife also not
have
this duty.
She did a great deal of the sanding
on that.
She does a lot of the sanding and she helped on the beads that were made on the beads.
How long you are married?
2.5 years.
No children?
No, not yet.
Same island I live.
Please.
Yeah. While I went there, you were present.
Yeah.
What is this? Hearth? It is made of hearth?
Yes, ceramic clay.
You have made honey?
Yes.
No.
Did I make that?
Yes. No, you have made it?
Yes.
I have heard from the flowers collector.
How they were purchased?
Purchased.
Yes.
You do not grow flowers?
We just planted some flowers in front of our house.
Mm.
They're about this big right now. Thank you.
What is next?
Do you have relating to deeds? Do you have specifications or?
Well, go in that relation.
Same size or doesn't
matter? Gold and nikar. Or fungible. Better gold nikar, sarka.
There's other materials that I was thinking of, liquid marble, resin, or hydrostone. All of those are as hard as cement, aren't they? I've heard liquid marble is very beautiful. It costs a lot, but very beautiful. They have this marble powder mixed with plaster or hydrostone, this hard stuff, mixed together, and you pour it, and it looks just like marble. The finish looks like marble, but very hard. And so I was thinking this might be nicer, you know. Yeah. And then there's this hydrostone, which is real fine. We tried that once before, remember? But we couldn't get the mold to work.
Marble powder and?
It's marble powder. There's a way that they pour marble nowadays. They make it look like marble, but it's somehow poured.
You can do that with cement too.
It's got cement mixed with it?
You can do it with cement. You can mix it with it.
Yeah. And then there's this other substance called resin, which is very hard, but you don't want to work with resin. It stinks.
Resin?
Very,
it's very,
it's very poisonous.
Oh.
If you work with it, you will get very sick.
Resin.
Yeah.
Oh. Once it's dry, it's not, but working with it, it has a poison smell.
Even when it's dry, you have to sand it, and it does produce pneumonia.
So liquid marble, maybe.
Marble powder, right? Yeah. That is it.
Maybe it could be tinted to golden color. Lord Nityananda should also be the same golden color.
Huh?
They should both be this golden color. You're satisfied with this coloring?
Hmm?
Are you satisfied with this, the coloring,
coloring
of the deities?
No, if it is marble looking, it doesn't require coloring. Simply, I will learn from it. Otherwise, it doesn't require coloring.
Do you want they should be the same size or smaller? Or?
A little smaller can be.
You said about 3 feet the other day. You were saying.
What is the size of this?
4 feet.
4 feet? 14 inches.
This is almost 48, I think.
I can't remember.
I'm not sure exactly.
But you said about 3 feet, that would be about this.
Yeah, that might be.
That's hard. You're going to use a heavy material, very heavy material.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, of course, what is the possibility of brass even? Too hard?
I could make them, it could be made in brass, but it would be very, 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 very expensive.
No. Brass. It can be done here.
He can do brass, but it would cost a lot.
I could make the mold and the wax positive forms, and then there would have to be commercially cast in Honolulu, and that would be very
expensive. There is a factory casting?
There is a person who has done it.
Huh?
There is a person who, at least this was when I was in school about 4 or 5 years ago, who was had set up a commercial foundry.
Huh.
And he could, I'm sure he could guess it. The also other possibility is the University of Hawaii may also be able to cast it, but I don't know about that law, I think.
Well, unless he's a professional, he cannot.
Yeah.
No, I have a chapter. Those are modeling such things later.
If if there was a person who would professionally cast them, then it would be very simple to make the wax forms.
Wax? Why wax?
Because to cast them into brass, first you have to make them wax. And then you put a mold around them, you form and melt it so that the wax runs out, and then you have to pour in the molten metal inside the process. So the original forms could be made in wax, which would be very simple because all you would have to make is a plaster mold. Make the first one in clay, and then make a plaster mold, and from that plaster mold, you can make a great many wax forms. Just pour the wax in, the wax hardens, and put them together, make them smooth, and then
why wax?
Why wax?
You cannot make the mold directly.
No.
The metal burns out the wax, doesn't it?
Well, first you burn out the wax in the oven and kiln, and then you pour in the metal.
It's a part of the process that, to make the brass.
But in India, they do not make wax.
Perhaps they carve it in wood and then burn it out. I don't know how to make it.
Metal will be very costly, yes. Doctor. Left powder, rather make wear frame on inside and then apply this marble. That will be strong and easy. Make inside metal wear form. That is not very easy. Then apply this and then finish.
That's how we did Kartamashai that time. We made a rubber mold over the original, and we made a rubber mold and then it was plaster on the outside, then poured the liquid hydrostone, and then put the wireframe for
then strength. Then everything is stopped.
And
that's how it
is. Freeze hydrostone.
The clay, they make a firm or two straw, and apply the clay. It becomes quickly done. If you have got a friend, then it is very easy. Yes. You just apply the clay and then finish it. Right?
What kind of clay do they use? Is it baked?
Ordinary clay. They mix it with some straw dust and cow dung. That is not permanent. But they are very quickly, 1 or 2 days you make one down. Or Bharadraj knows it. That's good. He's doing on this clay. They are so expert. In 1 day they'll make one down. And as soon as it is, it will dry down. Then there are cracks. Then they finish it. They fill up the crack. And then at last they fix up the head. Head at last. Head is not a straw clay. Head is solid clay. But the body may straw and rope very quickly. Very well. One day they make the palm and next day they cover with the clay and the third day or fourth day and it is dried up and finished. At first takes 1 week.
They let it dry in the sun?
Huh?
They let it dry in the sun?
No. Dry in the room. But yeah.
And it becomes hard and doesn't break easily?
No. The frame of has there inside. And it is lighter on account of the straw frame. It is not heavy.